Well, any prayer requests you might have this morning?
Well, Edgar in Guatemala.
Let's keep praying for Edgar in Guatemala. Did I tell you all that he does the brethren that visited them from Mexico mentioned that he certainly is in need of help and can't work like a normal person because he blacks out at certain moments. The other day, or a few weeks ago, he fell in a bank. In the bank, he was in the bank and he fell down backwards and cut his head on something. And, he never knew what happened. So let's pray for him. That's certainly a very difficult thing. Anyone else? Let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, we ask for your blessing upon us today, and we just want to thank you for the mercies that you've bestowed upon us new again this morning, and for the gathering of the saints. Lord, bless each one. We ask you to bless our singing and the instruction of how to sing, and Father, that we would just make a more joyful noise and harmony, dear Father. Bless those old people who we're planning to sing to today. Bless the young people now. And bless all that are gathered together this morning. Bless Brother David as he speaks to us. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' word and name. Amen. Again, you can switch places, but you're probably going to have to ask me about it first. Remember your spot, okay? Okay. All right. What should we start with? Stand. Stand. There you go. All right. Good. Let's do 82. You know this one? It's a prayer song. 82. Little song down here at the bottom. We sing it before meals at home.
Father, we thank thee for the night and for the present morning light, for grass and fruit and loving care, and all that brings the days of rest. Help us to
verse again, and let's put an amen on it. And of course, our sopranos stay right on. And the rest of you just fill in your heart as it feels right. Okay, let's listen to it. Verse 2. Oh, first of all, Karina, are you missing a sheet, a song sheet? 76. Do you know what 86 is? 82. Oh, using the borrowed book. Or using the spare book. A church book. Okay.
Help us to do the things we should, to be to others kind and good, in all our words, in all our praise, to love the better every day.
You composed right there. That's good. I thought we ought to just have a little more, I don't know, fullness of singing. I'm trying to get it out. Okay. We got to do number 80 again. We got to practice on that. Remember, we have somewhere in here we have a little bit of stuff going on. Maybe not quite staying on tune in the sopranos. And we have a young man or two singing. Look, listen to this. Here's how men are supposed to sing. This is how a man's supposed to sing. Well, men help me.
Somebody did a golden key.
Okay, but I hear it right now. We got somebody going. Somebody did. Here. Here, that would be this game. Go me. Me. We got someone down here. Somebody did a golden. Let's not go there. No. Up here. Everybody, listen to this. Keep there, everybody. Keep on. If you found yourself going, get up here with us. I know you feel like you're a girl doing it, but get high. Your voice can go high.
Somebody did a golden deed, proving himself a friend in need.
Okay. We'll work on it. Remember, ladies, soprano, men, second verse, all of us together in the last verse. But who does a chorus? All of us every time. Okay? And you hang on to your twin sister's book, okay? There. Put your book over there to the side. That way you have the words right in front of you all the time. You're used to sharing. At least supposed to be. Okay. All right. Sit down for a minute. So, yes. Practice, young man. Practice your octave. Let's do this. No, everybody, no. Is there anybody down here? No, no. Anybody down there real low? Stay there.
No.
Is a chant, and it is all of Psalm 130 in the King James, word for word. And where is our melody? Where is our harmony? Where are the notes? Right above it all. And all we have to do is just easily fit those words into that, into those notes. They're not there for us, and they can't really be. It wouldn't really work well. So this is a chant, and it's an old way of singing, but it's a way we ought to know as well. One of the rules of a chant is, do you see down here? Do you see in the words, out of the depths have I cried unto thee? You see that word in italics? Thee. We hold that. We hold that longer than the other notes. We hold that out. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Okay, you see those bars? The first section, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O, that goes up in the first note. See that? Up in the first measure. You put all those words up in that first me and re, me and do and so and do. That first section. Okay, then Lord, one word, gets its whole section by itself. It is the second section, the second measure. Those are measures up there. And then Lord, hear my, those three words, go in the third spot. Do you see that?
I got one question.
Go ahead.
Right here we have measures, which are notated by the all the lines, but then you have bold lines. Is there a distinction there?
That would be a phrase bar.
Uh-huh.
Consider a phrase bar. The bold line is a phrase bar. It just kind of gives us a marking for the end of a phrase of words.
Right.
Okay. But they are all measured.
So out of the depths, if I cried unto thee, O Lord, is fitting into that first measure.
The first half of our score here. The first half of our music. Out of the depths. Okay, what did you say? I'm sorry, no.
The first half of the song.
What was your question again?
I wanted you to explain again how these phrases down here in the words are to fit into the measures of the score above.
We have to sing, for example, we have to sing it really fast. Out of the depths of my cry unto thee, O One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's eight measures.
Total.
And that takes care of verse one.
Okay.
See that? Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, first measure. Lord, second measure. Lord, hear my, third measure. Voice, fourth measure.
Right, but okay, so you're dividing into four measures. There's eight measures in the song.
Eight measures in the song.
So it's two measures per section, right?
Two measures per section.
I got confused earlier.
Here.
If we start singing,
it'll fall into order, I think. Well, let me just go over it one more time. See, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O. That goes into that first measure.
So the timing, you hold out each measure exactly as long, or does it not really matter?
Theoretically. There's another rule of a chant. It's how the leader directs. And we don't have to, it's nothing perfect. We're just going to fit it in there, and it'll work. But go along with me in holding out those words in italics. And if you see a comma, you have to stop real quick. Lord, hear my voice. See that? A quick little stop. A quick little stop at any comma, any notation. We're holding out the italics and a quick little stop at the notation, at commas. We'll do that. It'll work out. Let's first of all get our harmony down. We're going to go. That's fine. It'll work fine. We'll shine. We'll all shine with our harmony here. Let's just start singing the notes first. Ready? Everybody on soprano. First of all. Do me. Ready? Me. Let's do it again. I was going to go there. Did anyone figure that out a little bit? You know, you see how the phrases were fitting in the phrase bars?
I was confused earlier because I didn't know how we were going to fit all those words.
I know. It just seemed overwhelming. But we can do it. We'll get it in there.
I understand now.
Yes. Wonderful. Do out of the depths of my cry unto thee, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Call for harmony. Any more questions? Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my son. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. This is the hard one. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. First and last, let's go back to the first. Remember to get your breath there. Lord, hear. Do a little bit of a chop there after that, but at that comma. Ready? Out of the depths of my cry unto thee. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. The last verse. No, let's do the second. Verse 2. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul. And in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him there is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel. more time, hold it. Two times in a row, basically, were quite the same. They followed their leader. The leader would say a verse, say a phrase of the psalm, and then they would sing. And then he'd say another phrase, and then they would sing. And so they just followed the leader, the director. It's getting late. Seems like we should just do one of 84. Is that all right, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, count your blessings. This might be easier. It's enjoyable. The men jumped in at a different time than you ladies. So let's do it together.
When upon my skills you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
that one, that chant. And go home and read Psalm 130 and memorize it. Memorize Psalm 130 so we don't have to be working so hard on those words. And fit it up into your note there. Memorize 130.
Today we're going to sing, or else just say a song.
Say it.
And tell why we like it. And I like what a friend we have in Jesus, because it tells how you can just, the Lord will let you go through hard times sometimes, but you can pray and the Lord will help you. And what a friend we have in Jesus. It's hard to say. Okay, what a friend we have in Jesus. I'm gonna look. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
I like joyful music that makes me happy.
I like Jerusalem the Golden, number 42, and because I like the music and yeah.
I just like the song we just sang here, Count the Many Blessings. Different times I like going through a hard time or something, just thought, count your blessings and start thinking what's nice and how many things are going good and stuff. So that's just a blessing.
I like the first Noel because it lets us know that we don't have to be rich or high up for God to help us. We can just be humble shepherds or whatever. The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields as they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
I like Somebody Did a Golden Deed because it challenges us to be the person who did a golden deed. And somebody did a golden deed, proving himself a friend in need. Somebody sang a cheerful song, brightening all the day long. Was that somebody you?
And what a friend we have in Jesus. Kind of what Clayton was saying, God, let's go through hard times so we can truly appreciate the good times that he gives us. So it just, okay, it's a lot of times he lets us go through trials so we can truly understand and appreciate the good times.
I like each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, so I'll do the best I can, because it's neat how simple it is, but it's real easy to understand, and it's a real good example to us. You know, each day we ought to do a golden deed.
I like True Valiancy. It's just about going through everyday life, and it goes, do walk the path of faithfulness to keep a steward's charge mid drudgery and weariness and trials small and large. Though some may seem to storm the front and the victor's wreath to wear, true valor is to bear the brunt of life both foul and fair.
My song's number 26 in the old songbooks. I don't really know the whole word, but it's Eternal Father when to thee.
I got Somebody Did a Golden Deed, same one as Jaden. I really like that song because it challenges you in the end. Was that somebody you? And it challenges me to be that person that did a golden deed.
I really like the one of Brother Kevin's that I just can't remember. It was in the old songbook. I just can't remember the title about the sheep. What was it?
Awakened by the Light.
Yeah, Awakened by the Light. Yeah, I really like that. How it just simply tells how we're sheep and Jesus is leading us in where he wants us to go and that all we need to do is just follow and do what he tells us.
There's a hymn that I've always loved. It's not in very many hymn books, but it's called The Sands of Time Are Sinking. And I'll just read a few verses. I probably won't read the whole thing, but the sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the summer morn I've sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark hath been the midnight, but day spring is at hand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. O Christ, he is the fountain, the deep sweet well of love. The streams on earth I've tasted, more deep I'll drink above. Thereto in ocean fullness his mercy doth expand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. I am my beloved's, and my beloved's mine. He brings a poor vile sinner into his house of wine. And you can interpret this next part as being doctrinally unsound, but let's take it with a grain of salt. I stand upon his merit, I know no other stand, not e'en where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. And I like this last verse because it reminds me of how, well, this whole song reminds me that Christ receives the glory. It's not our glory in life. Whatever we do, it's not to glorify ourselves, but it all points to him. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on the King of grace. Not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land.
The young men next Sunday share something about your home or your family. It could be a practice or a tradition that you have, or maybe a particular happening, something that happened that stands out to you that you appreciate.